used to run a lot when I was younger. Before that, I walked. And before I walked, I crawled to get around, like most of us did. Isn't it funny, though, how when you first learned to run, you ran everywhere. And people kept telling you to slow down, so you ran less and less. And for some reason, walking always seems less fun. I was thinking about running the other day and remembered that I had a friend at school who was a fantastic runner. He would win all the long distance races. He just seemed to be able to keep on going no matter what was in his way. And that reminded me of a story. There was once a young girl, in her teens I think, who had a talent for running. And she enjoyed running too, and her teachers and friends had noticed it. And when the time came for school sports day, she was asked to represent her house in the 1500 metres race. She was obviously quite pleased at this, because it meant she actually got to do something she really enjoyed, and she even had time off some of her less interesting classes to practice. It came to sports day and the time of her race, and as soon as the signal was given, she was off running and enjoying running too. And after a few minutes, she crossed the line as the winner. And this was a bonus to her. She'd already enjoyed running the race, feeling the wind in her hair, the natural effort of the pace, and the sensation of the ground moving past beneath her, almost like flying. Unknown to her, though, there was a scout from the local athletics club there, watching. After the race, he approached her and asked if she'd like to represent the local county at the regional junior athletics meet in a few months' time. Of course, she was overjoyed at this, a chance to run even more. But she'd have to train, the scout said, as the competition at regional level was pretty tough. So, every day before the competition, she would run a few miles, sometimes before school, and sometimes after, and she would time herself to see if she was improving, which she did. When the day of the competition came, she could hardly contain her excitement, but at the athletic stadium she was a little overwhelmed by the hustle and bustle, the large, noisy crowds and the whole spectacle of it all. However, the time came for her race and she took her place on the start line with the rest of the competitors, looking forward to enjoying the feeling of the wind in her hair, the natural effort of the pace and the sensation of the ground moving beneath her, almost like flying. The gun went and off she ran with the rest of the field. But this time, despite the enjoyment and the feeling and the flying, she didn't win. She didn't even come second and only managed the third place, and this wasn't something she was used to, so she was obviously disappointed. As she was thinking about this after the race, she picked up a small pebble from the floor near the track and put it in her pocket, thinking that it would serve as a reminder to run faster next time. And the next time she raced, she placed the pebble in her shoe so she could feel it as she ran and so be reminded to run a little harder. But when she raced this time, despite running harder, she didn't win. Instead, she came fourth, which disappointed her even more. So she did the same as she'd done last time and picked up a pebble from the ground near the track and placed it in her pocket. And each time she ran, she placed the pebbles in her running shoe as a reminder to run faster. And each time she lost, she added another pebble to the collection. She kept on like this until she began to be in pain running with all the pebbles in her shoes. After losing her latest race, she sat at the side of the track, head in hands, wondering what had happened to the thing that she enjoyed so much. The feelings of enjoyment with the wind in her hair and the ground flying past beneath her. Just as she was thinking this, someone tapped her on the shoulder, and when she turned round, she saw that it was the scout who had first spotted her. "I've been watching you run," he said, "but you seem to be increasingly in pain, and the enjoyment I saw when I first watched you run seems to have all but vanished, and I'm wondering why that is." So she explained about the pebbles and how each one was a reminder of her past failure and how she put them in her shoe so she'd be able to feel them when she ran and be reminded to run faster in the future. The scout was obviously a little taken aback by this, How can you run and enjoy running when you're carrying all your past failures around with you and reminding yourself every step you take that they're there? But if I don't remind myself of my past failures all the time, how will I know to push myself to succeed? She asked. If you remind yourself of your past failures like that all the time, how can you expect to succeed? The scout replied. The only thing you will succeed in doing is destroying what enjoyment you have when you run and replace that with pain. He took her gently to one side and asked if she remembered the race each pebble represented. She told him that she did, mostly, some of them quite vividly, and he asked her to take the pebbles from her running shoe one at a time and hand them to him, remembering each race. As she handed him the first pebble, he asked, "Now, what did you do in this race that caused you not to win?" She thought for a moment, as if reliving the race in her mind, even though the question was a little odd, and then said, "You know, I didn't get off to a good start, and the sight of all the other competitors in front of me made me feel slower." "Okay," said the scout. "So, what can you do differently next time?" "Well, I could put a little more effort into the start instead of trying to hold back until the end. That way I can be nearer the front of the field and concentrate on passing a few rather than most of them." "Well done," said the scout, and threw the pebble in amongst all the others at the side of the track, and for one split second the runner thought of going to look for it again, but before she could, the scout had already picked up the second pebble from her running shoe and asked her, "Well, what about this race?" She thought. "I crossed the line well, but I still could have run another half a lap or so, so I guess I could aim to use all my remaining energy in the last 100 meters. "Excellent," said the scout, and threw the pebble away. "Now, what about this one?" he asked, as he picked up the third. They continued with each pebble in turn, recounting what had happened in each race and what could be learned from each experience, and then throwing each pebble away. "And what about this one?" the scout asked, with the final pebble in his hand. "Oh, that one's easy," she answered. "I was too distracted by the pain from a shoe full of pebbles to run properly." "So then, what will you do differently next time?" the scout asked, smirking. "Never put pebbles in my shoes again," she said. A few weeks later, there was an important national event, and despite her past failings, she'd been selected to run and represent her regional club. This time, however, as she took her place on the start line, there were no pebbles in her shoes, and she wore a smile on her face. As the gun went, she put a little extra effort in to begin with, and within the first few 100 meters or so, only had 2 other runners in front of her. To her slight surprise, the extra effort at the start hadn't affected her pace, and she soon found herself pulling away from the rest of the field with the 2 other leading runners. And now that her shoes contained only her feet, she was comfortable and began to enjoy the race, the feeling of the wind in her hair, the natural effort of the pace, and the sensation of the ground moving beneath her, almost like flying. The time and distance melted away, and before she'd realized it, she was at the head of the field and on the last lap. And as she had learned, as the final 100 meters approached, she dug a little deeper and increased her pace that little extra, and the finish line passed beneath her. Only then did the cheers of the crowd break into her awareness, and the smile of the scout standing at the trackside. On her shelf at home is the gold medal from that event, along with all the other trophies she's won since. But at the front of the shelf sits a single pebble from the side of the track on the day when she realized that the past was there to learn from, not to be carried with you.